AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are still being told to stay off the roads this morning after the blizzard that dumped more than 2 feet of snow in New York City and almost that much in the Washington area. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says federal and local governments are telling workers to stay home today.
With us telling our workers not to come in on those days, we think that we have a manageable situation in getting to clearing those streets.
Eric Gooch is in Philadelphia, where he's been helping several of his neighbors dig their cars out.
Maybe four or five, but I'm about to go in now because I'm an old guy.
Many officials are warning that some commuter trains will likely be delayed or canceled today and in the air.
Airlines have canceled about 1,300 flights today, which sounds like a lot. It's better than the last few days.
Daniel Baker with FlightAware. At least 31 people have died as a result of the snowstorm that walloped the East Coast on Friday and Saturday. President Obama is talking about the Democratic race for president. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
In an interview with Politico, the president spoke of Clinton's pragmatism and extensive preparation for the presidency, but said that same experience sometimes leads her to campaign more in prose than poetry. By contrast, he says Sanders has evident passion about things like inequality and has clearly tapped into strong feelings among Democratic voters. But Obama carefully avoided taking sides in the Democratic contest and rejected comparisons between his campaign against Clinton 8 years ago and Sanders today. Mark Smith, Washington.
A retired head of the FBI in Detroit and a former prosecutor will lead the investigation into Flint, Michigan's lead-contaminated water crisis. The announcement made just this morning. This is AP Radio News. The Revenant is still big at the box office, Sandy Kozel reports.
The snowy frontier saga The Revenant managed to weather a blizzard-ravaged box office.
He's afraid. He knows how far I came for him.
Weekend movie going was affected up and down the East Coast by the big winter storm, which forced theaters to close in Washington, D.C. and New York. But Leonardo DiCaprio's movie did the best, taking in another $16 million. Star Wars The Force Awakens came in second, $14 million in its sixth week of release. It's expected to cross the $2 billion mark in the next week. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Super Bowl 50 is set. The Denver Broncos have reached the title game for the second time in 3 years and the eighth time in franchise history. They'll take on the Carolina Panthers, who will make their second Super Bowl appearance and their first appearance in 12 years.